If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him the wild fly. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the wild fly.
They call him
Rock the Riders. They
call him
the wild fly.
They call him
the punch fly.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Back again, season 6, episode 13. It's just your boy on this one. This episode is called The Point. I went to Cedar Point, Ohio. I had a good time. I got on all the rides. The highlight of the amusement park was just mainly kicking back, chilling in a water park in a lazy river. But the Millennium, Steel Vengeance roller coasters, they the best steel and wooden roller coasters at Cedar Point. You know, I ain't doing no review. What a vacation. It's exactly what it is, a vacation. So for the most part, I just chilled, kicked back, enjoyed the hot tub, and just basically just kick back. That's what I did. I was gone for a week. You know, I had a lot of fun. Me and wifey was kicking it. We was chilling. And of course, it was a lot of networking opportunities. I had my download cards. So, you know, me being old school, it was just like the reverse of getting a phone number. So basically on my download cards, I had a QR code where you scan it with your phone and then my album pop up and you could listen on whatever service you want to listen to it on, whether it's iHeart, Amazon, Apple Music, YouTube. And then it also has the purchase options if you want to buy a physical copy of my album or if you want to buy a period or just add it to the playlist. But it's all about getting a new fan and not being afraid to put yourself out there. I believe in my music. I stand by my music. And what the best part is that I got my link tree on there for the podcast. So I let everybody know that I had a podcast and everything. You got to put yourself out there. I was rocking, you know, my Riders Live podcast merch. I was rocking a lot of other independent podcasters merch. So if you a podcaster and you got some merch, let me know. But I was rocking Too Much Game merch, She Gets It merch, Frocast merch, Ain't More Than 92 merch, Bet the House merch, you know? I was rocking a black designer showing support. And I even took my Cool Out Corner mug with me on vacation. I was drinking coffee every morning because the water in Ohio suck real bad. So I was making my coffee out of bottled water, but you know what it is. You got to have all the comforts at home when you're on the road, and that's just how it go. I want to shout out a couple of businesses that I network with and politic with. So if you ever in Sandusky, Ohio, and you're in the downtown area, you could go on Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, because that's an option. But make sure you check out Dough In Crazy. They got the best cookie dough. They got ice cream. They got sweets. Shout out to the homie Zach, real cool guy. And then shout out to my father-in-law, Mr. Johnson. He found Derek Jr.'s barbecue. Now let me tell you something, man. You could smell the barbecue soon as you hit the mall. We had some bad eating experiences. I'm going to get to that later on in the episode. But man, Derek Jr.'s barbecue is on point. I had a macaroni and cheese with grilled barbecue chicken sandwich on a butter bun. Man, listen. So I told them that I was going to shout out their businesses. They downloaded my music. They play my music in their store. So shout out to them. Going Crazy and Derek Jr.'s Barbecue. So Michael Jackson is the what's popping artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it. That was the Jackson 5 live on the Ed Sullivan Show with I Want You Back. That song is available on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. See the point? That's what's poppin'. The new book, Emotional, by Kyoko Today. That's what's poppin'. Doin' Crazy. That's what's poppin'. Derek Jr. Barbecue. That's what's poppin'. The Corn Man Podcast. That's what's poppin'. 8 More Than 92 Podcast. That's what's poppin'. The 12 Cal Podcast. That's what's poppin'. Cool Out Corner. That's what's poppin'. The Brunch Hour Podcast. That's what's poppin'. Bet the House Podcast. That's what's poppin'. Pod and Save Our Marriage. That's what's poppin'. Yeah, so I went to Cedar Point for my family vacation. I was gone for like a week. So I just want to ask everybody, what do you look for when you go on vacation as far as accommodations? So I look for, you know, if the hotel got a pool, if they got continental breakfast, you know, proximity to the park. I look up the reviews for cleanliness and everything like that. And then I just go from there. So the pros was we had a good hotel, great accommodations. We had a nice size pool. The pool was clean. It had a hot tub. It was a great family feel. We went to an independent motel. Yeah, I think a motel because it was a small town. And the proximity of the motel was like maybe 5 minutes from the park. So it was real close. You know what I'm saying? So they had continental breakfast, but not like I'm used to having. So they had like the cold cereal, banana, blueberry, chocolate chip muffins, cream cheese, toast. They didn't have a waffle maker. They actually had a pancake machine where you put a mix in, you put your plate down, and you get 2 pancakes. You know, that was cool as far as convenience, but the pancakes, they sucked really bad. You know, they was doughy, no flavor, you know, none of that. At least when you make the waffle, you pour the batter in, you cook it yourself, it actually tastes like a waffle. It smelled like a waffle. I mean, butter, syrup, jelly, peanut butter, fresh fruit. None could do this pancake no justice. I mean, it was horrible. They had oatmeal packets, which was cool. They didn't have biscuits and gravy. They had boiled eggs. You get the boiled eggs out of the refrigerator, and it's a sign that say, don't put the eggs in the microwave. So I was like, damn, this ain't no real egg. So I didn't fuck with the eggs. The coffee sucked. But they did have good orange juice and everything. The customer service was good. The hotel was clean. Their attention to detail was on point. They gave us everything we need for our sheets, or if my wife wanted to ask questions about something, they had all the manuals and stuff like how to get around Sandusky. I mean, you could flood Sandusky with a motherfucking shot glass. It ain't that big, but it was all cool. The proximity to the park was only like 5 minutes away, so that was a plus. But I don't really have nothing bad to say, but The coffee sucked, and we didn't have a stove in our room. We had a stove in our room. We could have made some grits, cooked our own breakfast. I like to cook. My wife liked to cook. We like homemade meals. But, like, when we go out, we do like to go out. But, like, bad being a small town, it's like a hit and miss. And you taking a chance whenever you go out. So, let me know what you look for as far as comfort when you go out on vacation as far as accommodations and everything like that. So, that was the hotel. Then, let's get into the amusement park. Cedar Point, if Cedar Point was a wrestler, Cedar Point would be Ric Flair. Cedar Point is the park of parks. Better than Disney, better than Universal, better than Six Flags, better than Magic Mountain. They got about 15 roller coasters. It's sectioned off into like 5 or 6 parks. But, you know, if you're a thrill seeker, all the good roller coasters are like in the back. The only con about the park is the walk-in. I like nachos. I had to walk around the park to find nachos. All they had was like chicken tenders and fries. But, you know, riding the roller coasters, you do need something on your stomach. So I get that. But I was like, damn, I want some fucking nachos. And then, you know, when me and my wife did finally get to get some nachos, it was a little kid behind the counter. I guess maybe he was like in his early 20s or some shit. It took him like 15 minutes just to spread the nachos out in a tray and put the cheese on for 2 fucking orders. That's crazy. So, and then when we got the nachos, they weren't that fucking good. But another pro is that we got the season pass. We got the season pass for $200, so we could come back many times as we want. Even though it's in Ohio, it's not a long ride for us. It only take maybe like 3.5 or 4 hours, which is not bad. So, like, if we get a 3-day weekend or some, you know, we could bang it out and go there, you know, like for 4th of July. The passes is good, you know, to next year, 2024. So that's what's popping. They got a water park. The water park is cool. So you could go to the water park or you could go to the amusement park many times as you want. It's free parking included with the season pass, which is pretty dope. So that's what's up. Let's get into some of these coasters. So they had a coaster called the Legendary Dragster. It was closed down, I guess because it kept breaking down. So they actually renaming it and adding some additions to it to make it a better roller coaster. That's actually my favorite coaster there, but it wasn't open. So if you ever go to Cedar Point, definitely get on. You want to get on the Millennium Force. That's a steel roller coaster. It's really smooth. Steel Vengeance, it's a hybrid, but it's mostly wood. It got one of the steepest drops that I ever experienced in my life. And then they got another wooden roller coaster called the Gemini. They got smaller coasters, like if you got little kids. They also got Snoopy Land, which is in a kiddie portion of the park, which is not bad. They got a lot of rides, a lot of shops, food everywhere, live entertainment. Cedar Point is dope. So tell me what you look for in a theme park. Like, What do you go for? Like me, myself, I'm a roller coaster enthusiast, but, you know, I'm kind of on a decline. I'm chilling now. I'm chilling. You know, I just want a funnel cake and some nachos. If it ain't no nachos, it's a problem, but yeah. I'm just chilling. I like to, you know, let the kids have a good time, you know. So, that's what it is. And a funnel cake, I'm on. I'm good. Something to drink. Keep me hydrated. It's on. So, let me know what y'all look for in the theme park. So, one thing about Ohio, they got a lot of little small restaurants since it's a small town. We was trying to kind of stay away from the chains, but like far as Mexican restaurants, you know, I wouldn't call Taco Bell an authentic Mexican spot. Authentic Mexican is my favorite. Me and my wife, we eat it a lot. We went to this spot in Sandusky called Nachos. We looked up the reviews and everything online. They said that, you know, it was a 4.5 or some shit like that. Man, try two. I don't know if it's because our food is so good in Chicago, but my taste buds, they never fool me, you know. So let me walk y'all through this shit. So we pull up, we thinking that, you know, it's early. It's not no cars there, you know, and people probably at work, so that's why ain't nobody there. So we get there, it's actually a family there, you know, they sitting there chilling. I guess they had some coronas and shit and had a little family spread, and, you know, they were Hispanic. They looked like they was enjoying the food, but since it wasn't nobody in there, me and my wife was like, damn, I was like, let's get the fajitas, you know, so we can make it up. And then, you know, it'll be like kind of a challenge. But my wife was like, nah, hell no, let's get something safe. So my wife, she got like a little sampler platter and she didn't like it. You know, I got nachos with chicken, beef, beans, lettuce, tomato, sour cream. That's what I was supposed to get. So I get my food, y'all. They don't give you no limes or none of that shit. My wife, she got a margarita. She said that it was okay. I got a Coke. Even that shit was bad. So I get to my nachos. It looked like, you know, they put everything together, put that shit in the microwave and melted it. And then added, you know, fresh tomatoes, fresh lettuce, fresh sour cream on it. So the fresh components was good, but it was no lime to go on there. They didn't get no salsa verde, no hot sauce. They didn't even have no motherfucking Cholula up in that bitch, okay? So that tells you something right there. So like the chicken and the steak, it's like they boiled that shit on there. You know, like it was boiled. It wasn't cooked fresh, you know? It's like they got that shit out of a bag and they put that shit in the microwave. I was eating that shit. I was like, this shit is horrible. So I asked the lady, like, man, you know, could I get some sauce? Could I get some salt? You know, the customer service was really bad. They didn't ask us if we needed anything. You know, so I was like, man, this shit suck. So I started eating the food because I was hungry and it wasn't working, y'all. It wasn't working. So I don't know if y'all watch Gordon Ramsay. Shout out to Gordon Ramsay. Kitchen Nightmares and shit. I was like, shut the place down. Shut the place down. You know, I was waiting for him to pop up somewhere because, man, that shit was fucked up. And then after we got the bill, she tried to charge us up. You know what I'm saying? And it was all good. Nobody mind paying for, you know, a good meal, but the experience was bad. The food was bad. So if you ever go to Sandusky, Ohio, never go to Nacho's. That's the name of the place. Not one kind of parking lot. I mean, the lady that was serving the food, she was the damn server, the cook, all that shit. And it was fucked up, y'all. It was fucked up. So, I kept my composure and shit, but I never go there. I ain't trying to hate on them or nothing. If you from Sandusky and you ever been to Nacho's and you listening to this podcast, let me know what you think of it. So on a scale from 1 to 5, I get that shit a 2. That's how bad it was. That's how bad it was. So let me know what y'all do when y'all have a bad experience in a restaurant. Do y'all leave a bad review? Do y'all let them know that y'all unpleasant while y'all there? Do you Diner Dash, which means do you just get up and walk up out of there? What do you do? So I appreciate y'all feedback. Let me know. Not interested in turkey or beef? Well, if you're in the Chicagoland area, Just Turkey is the place for you. They have a number of healthy options. Turkey sausage, turkey tips, Italian turkey sandwich, and even jerk lasagna. If you're having a Christmas party, birthday party, or even a party at the office, a baby shower, family reunion, leave all the catering to Just Turkey. Just Turkey is the place for you. With 2 locations in the Chicagoland area, 4353 South Cottage Grove and 120 West 87th Street. Just Turkey is the place for you. Tell them that Rodas from Rodas Live sent you. Thank you. I'm dropping the mic on Rodas Live. I want to thank everybody for downloading, sharing, and subscribing to the podcast. You can listen at linktree.com/Rodas or www.rodasonline.net. The podcast has just went over 400,000 streams at the time of this recording. I appreciate everybody for listening. Go support the merch at www.rodaslivepodcaststore.com. Leave a review and make sure you rate the show on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon, Good Pods, rodasonline.net, wherever you listen, Radio Public. It's all appreciated. I want to thank y'all. I couldn't do this without y'all. Episodes drop every Friday at midnight. Lucky for everybody this week, it'll be 2 episodes. So this is season 6, episode 13. Season 6, episode 14 will drop today later on. So thank y'all for tapping into the podcast. This is Rodas. I'm out.